Good morning.
It is a Thursday morning, and it is a new year, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. You know, as we get older, you and I were talking about this. Sometimes when a holiday falls during the week, you turn around and think it's the beginning of the week all over again.
You do. This is all very confusing for those of us who were a little more, well, simple in life. We like Monday through Friday, and then all of a sudden another day shows up in the middle of the week, and you think it's Sunday, but it's not. I think that's what you're talking about, right, David?
Indeed, I am. We are about to come to the end of the week, but we are in a new year, and let's start with some of the top headlines. Potential clash between U.S. and Iran averted as embassy siege ends. The Hezbollah militia there told its supporters to leave the area around the U.S. embassy in Baghdad after Iraq's prime minister said he would support efforts to pass a law calling for the withdrawal of U.S. troops, according to a senior official with the group.
Well, David, there's so much confusion here because we don't really know what the inner negotiations are. I mean, I think that's one of the problems with international relations. We just don't know enough. And Trump has been picking on the Iranians from the very beginning. The Iranians have been demanding different things from this government. The relationship with Iraq as opposed to Iran is somewhat interesting in that the Iranians obviously have a huge foothold in Iraq right now. And so when we see a huge demonstration followed by a call off of that demonstration, we're left with our shoulders sort of raised and saying, what's really going on here? We don't know.
It also points to something you've talked about before when it comes to international relations. The Times has an analysis of it. They look at Iran, but also you've talked about, and they look at as well, North Korea. And the idea that President Trump assumed his negotiations using economic levers would guide those national interests. And you talked about him befriending people like Kim Jong-un, but not really having the savvy to make any negotiation.
When Malcolm Nance was on the show, you may remember, David, he laughed and laughed when it looked like there was a breakthrough that was going to occur with North Korea. He said, no, it's not going to happen. He thought it was funny in that the president was claiming credit for it. Now the president is saying that Kim Jong-un is a man of his word and he expects him to keep his word. Again, there are obviously internal negotiations going on, both here at the State Department and with the Trump people with Korea. So we don't really know. There's supposed to be the so-called birthday surprise. It could be anything. It could be Kim's birthday. It could be firing off another missile into the Sea of Japan. It could be a nuclear explosion. That gets very risky for Kim's trading partners, the Chinese, although they certainly have demonstrated that they're capable of doing nuclear explosions of their own.
Learning that Pete Buttigieg, the presidential candidate, has raised $24.7 million in the fourth quarter. And the issue, of course, money. It takes a lot of money to run.
Well, it's interesting. Buttigieg doesn't appear to be anywhere near winning in the polls, but he does do very well when it comes to raising money. He obviously has a fierce constituency which wants to fund him because he's a very bright guy. He knows what he's talking about, and the people who like him really like him, and so they give him money. And we know that he's doing well from that perspective. But in the end, you got to get votes, not the money.
The issue of marijuana. It's legal in another state now that 2020 has arrived. Mm-hmm. Illinois now has it. Yeah. And, you know, we have a session coming in New York, which now more than ever we're hearing it looks like a better chance that that will be legalized as well.
Well, we don't really know about Andrew Cuomo, that's for sure. We know that in the beginning he thought marijuana was a gateway drug and it wasn't a great idea. Then, when faced with the primaries and things going left, he made a left turn and said marijuana was a good thing. And then he met with a bunch of other governors from surrounding states and said, let's all do it together. So you don't really know where he is. What you do know is that you have billions and billions and billions of dollars in New York debt, something that isn't allowed. So there's going to be a lot of pressure to get some more revenue, and marijuana will be responsible for some of it. Frankly, very little of it when it really comes down to the final picture. So they'll do it, and Massachusetts will cry in its beer because when you go downtown in Great Barrington, you will see cars lined up with New York and Connecticut license plates, and a lot of money has been coming in because of that. So obviously that's revenue which is lost to New York, and my bet is that if Illinois is doing it and others are doing it, New York will do it too.
Well, 2019 marked some of the hottest temperatures since humans began recording the temperatures on the Earth. And right now, what's happening in Australia? Just like we saw in California, these incredible wildfires. Listening to the BBC and NPR's coverage, quite something to see people having to escape into the sea to avoid these fires. And it's another sign of the heating Earth.
It won't be water, but fire next time, goes the old biblical adage. And the fact is, we are seeing the very things we have been talking about, you and I, David, daily on this program. Every once in a while, we get somebody who writes a letter to WMC and says, why don't you talk about climate change? We do. You and I talk on it almost every single day. No matter how much we say, no matter how much we do, we have a president of the United States who is going in the exact opposite direction. So it is now a matter of people getting together, raising the flags, protests, and saying, hey, this is us, it's our children, it's our children's children that are at stake here. We can't let this keep happening. What is really sort of pathetic, and I know these words are similar, but the apathetic viewpoint of the people. You know, people say, oh, yeah, climate change, it's very bad. But you have to have action. And right now, there isn't suitable action.
Our political observer, Ellen Chartok, with us. Happy New Year, all. Let's do this thing right.
Let's treat each other well. No matter where we are, this is a good time to say, all right, we don't need to fight. We can try to figure out ways that we can all do the right thing. But that means doing the right thing.